All right, Scott, I think we've been cooped up in the studio long enough. Let's go out on the town. Where are we going?
Let's do another progressive dinner. This is fun. I like doing this. We take one little area of town where there's a grouping of restaurants, and instead of having one meal at one restaurant, we're going to have all our courses at different restaurants, okay?
Okay. All right. Where do we start?
Let's start at the Grand Bohemian, the luxury boutique hotel in downtown Orlando, right across from City Hall and where they're building the new Performing Arts Center.
Very nice.
I like the Grand Bohemian. It's got the Bösendorfer Lounge there, named after that piano. I think there are two pianos like it in the world. But let's go in, and it's very expensive valet parking, but if you are spending money in the restaurant, it's free.
Oh,
so,
great.
Yeah. If you're only going in to have cocktails, it's $6, which is also a pretty good option for downtown, especially if there's something going on at the arena where everybody charges $20 to park.
That's great
for
downtown.
So we'll sit in the bar area in the Bösendorfer Lounge and order the Kessler Calamari, which is named for the owner of the hotel, is John Kessler.
Now we've had appetizers. Where do we go for the next course?
From there, we're going to walk over to Church Street, and we'll go to Crest Chop House. And we'll have the Chop House Caesar salad or the lobster bisque. And again, we're going to sit in the lounge area. Don't take up a full table because we're not going to be here long. It's just a salad and soup course.
And that's right there pretty much on Church and Orange, right?
Yeah, just a couple doors in from Orange Avenue.
So that would make us going where next downtown?
We're going to stay on Church Street and we'll go to the Rusty Spoon for our main course.
And what dishes do you suggest at the Rusty Spoon?
They do a lot of locally sourced products. And Kathleen Blake, the owner and chef, changes the menu quite a bit. But I would say have the slow-braised Jameson Farm lamb collar or maybe the grilled grass-fed culotte steak with creamy potato gratin.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, and you know, the nice thing about Rusty Spoon is even if those aren't available, something else is going to be just as fantastic.
Fantastic food, questionable name, not so much what matters when you're going
right,
for the plate.
Right, and they didn't ask me about the decor either, and they've got these large pictures of doleful-looking animals looking at you straight on, like, are you sure you're going to eat me? Wonderful food, wonderful people. And by the way, sit at the bar here. They've got a bartender there who's just so good at it. His name is Jesse. And it's just so much fun to watch somebody who really enjoys his work and is so good at it. So,
absolutely.
So
we'll sit at the bar and not look at the doleful animals looking at us from
exactly.
The walls.
Yeah. And you can see Church Street going by. It's just a fun place to sit.
Excellent. What's next?
Well, dessert. And we're going to go down to Ceviche. And we'll have either the flan or the tres leches, which is the merengue cake with the three types of cream and a little touch of nutmeg. So good.
Oh.
So good. And on most nights, they have entertainment, too.
So of all the restaurants downtown, why specifically these four for progressive dinner?
The thing I really like about this progressive dinner is that we can just reverse the whole order. Start at Ceviche, have the appetizers there, have the wonderful salad at Rusty Spoon, main course, a big juicy steak at Crust Chop House, and then finish with dessert at the Boheme. And you'll still listen to great music at the end.
That sounds like an excellent night downtown with options for travel in both directions, unlike many downtown streets. Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.